Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Whoa. How about now? Somebody turned up my... Hey, let me start all over again. I almost blew my eardrums out. Hey, good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. Hey, it's the 29th of September at 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Phone lines here. 530-605-4567. I'm going to be giving away some Bear Bucks later on, so... Grabbed your phones. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, where you can hop into our chat room. Let me see what else we have here. Oh, we have Jared and the weather.
Good morning.
Linda's parents are coming in this morning, so she's kind of awaiting them. They tell us when they're going to be here, and they're always like 2 hours early. So I'm surprised they weren't knocking on the door when we got up this morning. How are you doing today, Jared?
I'm doing great.
Well, good.
I don't have anything else to add to that.
Okay. Well, you have the weather.
I do. It's currently 62 degrees. Today we're going to see a high of 84, a low of 55. Tomorrow, a high of 90, a low of 55. On Friday, a high of 89, a low of 56. Saturday, a high of 91, a low of 56. And Sunday, a high of 92 with a low around 57.
Any sign of rain in there, buddy?
I don't see any.
Okay. All right. Hey, your air quality index this morning is 26, which is still pretty good. The lake level is at, there's like 24% of the lake left, according to an article I read yesterday in the Shasta, in the Record Searchlight. This has been the lowest it's been since 2017. And so, when you're asking that, they've also had a series of pictures. And I talk about the Record Searchlight, which are local paper, and they do local things. They've gotten a lot better. They had photos of Shasta Lake. You can see the bridges that were there before. You can see train tunnels, all types of things like that, and on the where the lake has gone down so far. We need rain. And the rain we had over the weekend... Or if I think you can call it rain. It didn't do anything. So let's hope the October, November monsoons hit. That's for sure. Your weather reports, lake report, your air quality index, all brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson, gives great service, outstanding customer service, since all the propane comes out of one spot. And that they give discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Today on the show at 7:30, we're going to have Shining Care. They have a big information day coming out. And then at 8 o'clock, Stephanie Bridget, our Shasta County District Attorney, will be here. And we'll be discussing a number of things. One, the lawsuit from the county against PG&E. I'm trying to think of which fire that is. The one that killed four people around here. Anyway, we'll talk about that. I just went out of my head, and I keep thinking car fire, but it's not the car fire. It's another one. PG&E had their fingers in. Okay. What else? Fun fire update. It looks like everybody is back into their homes as of yesterday, and the ones that have been evacuated. I know Bear Mountain on Monday, they still hadn't gotten back in, but they got the rest of them in on today or yesterday. All areas are open for residents only to return home. Remember yesterday we were talking about there was a crash on 44?
I do.
Okay. Five cars.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because remember, there was like three engines or ambulances that came by us within a matter of like a minute.
Nobody injured, though. But what happened was, again, on 44. On this one, it's a little bit different, though. They went up to, you know, where you get off 44 on the Park Marina Drive, and they've got a the stoplight there. Well, somebody crashed into the first car, and then they had four others, or they had three other cars smash into them. Luckily, no injuries. I tell you what, people in Reading, they want to get to their jobs, and they're coming in hard. We probably wiped out the whole emergency room staff at the hospital. Just kidding. Anyway, I'm glad nobody was hurt, but 44, right there at Park Marina Drive, we have wrecks there all the time, and we've just been talking about it when it, you know, then here comes another one. Okay. Talked about Lake Shasta. The recall. The proponents of the recall went in asking for another 32 days and to extend the signature gathering for 32 days, went in front of the judge, and the judge refused to extend the deadline. The recall proponents had said because of the fires and the bad air quality index, people couldn't get out. And the judge said, you have not proven to me that that was a major cause. So today is the deadline. Today they turn in the signatures. It'll be interesting. I'd heard through a source that they had enough for Modi, for Supervisor Modi, but not enough for Supervisor Clemente or Rickert. I don't know if that's true. Perhaps somebody in the recall movement can call me and let me know so we can find out on the show, which, you know, did they all three make it? I got a feeling that they didn't, because they wouldn't have asked for an extension to get to gather more signatures. I know they were really pushing this weekend. Saw it down in Palo Cedro and a couple other places. So the question is, did they get enough signatures or not? If they didn't get enough signatures, then there will be no special election moving forward. It also says that a significant number of people are still don't feel strongly enough to recall the supervisors. If there's, you know, if there's one out of the three or two out of the three that have enough signatures, it is it shows that there's a lot of discontent there. So we'll find out today, though. Maybe somebody, like I said, that's tight in the recall movement will let us know before the show's open. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to talk about what happened with the Senate Armed Forces Committee and our military leadership and President Biden. We're getting two distinct stories here, from one from the Biden administration and one from the Secretary of Defense, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and the Commanding General of the Afghan Forces. Two distinct stories, and it'll be interesting to discuss it when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, they are a community bank, a local board of directors. They're based right here in Reading. They have three branches in our area, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, one at 1845 California Street downtown, the main branch over in the Cobblestone Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue, and of course the new one that's opening up down in Anderson. Jeff Fink, who is the CEO, the president of the bank, will be our guest here in, I think, a week from next Wednesday. We'll talk about the expansion. We're going to talk about Cornerstone Bank for about an hour and the things that they've accomplished since they've opened up. Cornerstone Community Bank. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m., on KCNR, 1460 AM, or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Well, I'm a sit down in a San Antonio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Linda's got family arriving today, 7:18 in the morning, and it's going to be a beautiful day. Air quality index is good. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Siskiyou Transport Oil. Hey, they have been around since 1967. They are a stalwart in our community. They deliver the goods in the western United States. They are the Toyo heaters and water heaters. They have those down there that as long as you got the kerosene, you're going to have hot water in your house. It's going to be warm. But even more, they are involved in fighting fires. They're the ones that get the fuel out to the tankers. They're the ones that get the gas and the diesel out to our firefighters on the front lines. They're running 24 hours a day there in support of our community. That's Shasta Siskiyou Transport. Remembering our past, looking to our future. They're always looking for good employees. It is an employee-owned business. They take care of your retirements. They try to keep you at home when you're driving so you're not doing over the road all the time. They are a great company to work for. Give them a call at 241-1167. Let's go to the phones. Don, good morning.
Well, good morning there. Well, I was just reading the story about the court decision to stop the signature gathering for the red, white, and blue group. And I think that's one victory so far, and one more to go with the Zapata trial results coming up here. And then I was wondering also if anybody in radio listener land can tell all of us why red states are dying of COVID versus blue states. It's obviously a partisan issue. Why are Republicans not getting vaccinated like Democrats? Why does it come down to that kind of a partisan issue? Almost 90% of Democratic voters have been vaccinated, with 60% of Republican voters. That means locally, about 40% of those in the local record searchlight obituaries are Republican deaths. They're committing social suicide. What is going on here?
Some people could say is that the Democrats are sheeple. And no,
no,
you know what?
Mean.
Here's
that,
the
that
thing. I saw that. I saw that article too. And you know, but when you're looking at, oh my gosh, so it means there's 12 people out of 100,000 that died. I saw the article.
Well, if you're that 12, you're not going to be happy about it.
Yeah, but see, but you could also be in the 12 that's walking across the street and getting hit by a car.
I don't know if that's a very good comparison.
Yeah, that was kind of apples and oranges.
Yeah.
Got it.
You know, this kind of death.
But here's the thing is,
this kind of death is stoppable. It's through vaccinations and simple wearing a mask. I went to a high school game last night, and I was the only one in the entire stadium wearing a mask. I don't get it. I don't get it.
Did people say anything to you?
I understand libertarian. No, they didn't. They
well,
didn't
see, now
me.
There, see, it, you know, here's the thing is,
they
people
not.
Have the right,
my right
to
wear
pick.
A mask, and it's
people
right
have a right
understand
to
all that.
People, no,
libertarianism.
Doc, take a breath. It's yeah. My turn. People have a right to say, I don't want to have this vaccine in my body. And if that's their choice, fine. We
yeah.
In the station, anybody who listens to the station knows that,
right,
that we've been vaccinated and that we believe the vaccinations work. And we can go by the statistics in the hospitals. We believe that.
Oh, but you're crowded here.
Are you for mandatory vaccinations of the entire American population?
Well, certainly. Yes, why not? I mean, even the NBA, National Basketball Association, has mandated that. They have one player
who's
bulking, and I suspect because of his salary being held back, he's going to get the vaccination. So, yeah,
Well, about, are you then for all the illegals coming across the border to be
tested
and
vaccinated?
Well, I'm not
going to go there. That's a whole other
ballgame. No, it's not. No. See, here's the problem. It's all interconnected. When you're letting literally hundreds of thousands of people across the border, and we're not even testing them for COVID, obviously, it can't be that serious if we're allowing hundreds of thousands of people across the border without even testing them.
Well, we don't know if they're not being tested. We don't
know.
We do know. We don't know what they're doing at the border.
How many Haitians do you think were tested?
I have no idea.
That's what I'm saying.
Nobody knows.
If they had said this, okay, we're holding everybody at the border. We're going to put them all in these giant, giant stadiums, and we're going to test and vaccinate every one of them because that's how important it is.
Yeah.
Well, don't you think that would have an impact?
Well, testing is important, and if they didn't test them, they should have. But I don't know that, and neither does anyone listening.
Well, yeah, they do, because they've said it. They've asked them, are you testing and vaccinating? The answer is no.
Well, then there's a little error there, isn't there?
A little. I would say it's a big error.
Better start testing.
Okay, but here, tell me this. COVID's going to be here, right?
It seems like
it's not going to go away.
It seems like
we
it,
as
yeah.
a country have to say, COVID's here. We need to live our lives. We need to. We can't crash our economy again. We can't, you know, have all of the collateral damage we had like we did last year. We have to move forward.
Yeah, but there's ways to make it move forward safely, and that's through vaccination and wearing a mask. Two simple stopgaps there. Two simple stopgaps. Shock
and wash your hands.
And mask
wash your hands.
You know, if those that don't want to participate in it don't care about their lives and their family, that, again, like you say, is their choice.
Mm-hmm.
While you and I live on in our economy, in our city.
There you go. Okay.
That simple.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's a Zapata case. It's going to be takes off again in October. I'm going to talk to Stephanie Bridget, DA. She'll be in here at 8 o'clock about that. Okay, here comes the next call. I know, here it comes. I knew it as soon as he said it. That was going to light it up. About COVID. I didn't get the chance to finish talking about how I think Milley should resign as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff for several reasons. They asked him, why wouldn't you resign if this was something you knew was wrong? And he said, that's not up to me. I am in the military. I follow the orders of my president. The president, he agrees with, but I follow the orders of the president. You don't resign over a policy issue when your whole job is to take care of your troops. I think Milley, General Milley, obviously he's competent to a point where he got up there, but when you start leaking things to authors on your commander in chief and reporters, I think that goes beyond the pale. So, did they hang up whoever it was? Oh, no.
Rourke,
good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm living the dream there, Rourke. How about you?
Yeah, good. I enjoy listening to the program and stuff. And I was calling just kind of a comment on the previous caller. And
sure.
I just find it really selective on when we talk about the COVID, the vaccine requirements and so forth. And you'd mentioned the border. But our government is saying that it's super required, to control this pandemic, and they exempt the Postal Service from this mandate. And I can't for the life of me think of the credibility that they have when they say it's so important. And you brought up the border of basically just letting people come in that we have no history of. And the previous caller was just very selective in on who or how he felt about red states or blue states, their policies, when we're saying one thing from our government and then they're just giving exceptions or exclusions to a huge millions of people. And also I find it like if we look at it as a public health crisis, that if we just look at smoking, we allow hundreds of thousands of people each year to die from cancer. And we don't put the effort to control smoking as we do COVID. And I know that might be a very bridge, to jump from subjects, but I think it's a money thing to keep the COVID going. I know it's real, but there's a lot of financial incentive for this continuous testing or all of these things. And so I felt that the gentleman was just completely selective on how he wanted to view people that had hesitation
shot. This is what you're just talking about, smoking, and you could talk obesity, you could talk any of these. Those are personal choices, and when you make a personal choice, you pay. You've got to take the responsibility for that personal choice. If you don't take the vaccine and you get sick, okay, that was your choice. If you continue to abuse your body with drugs or alcohol, that's a personal choice. And I think that's what you're saying is, the idea that if you take the shot, if you get COVID, it'll be less. Okay, fine. I think everybody knows that, but it still comes down to the fact is to the individual. If Rourke doesn't want to take a shot, that's fine with me. That's you. And, you've taken that responsibility. You know what the risks are. You know what the gains are. So I have no problem with that. That, to me, is, personal freedoms that we can't give up.
I think as well, too, and it just seems to me that if a shot that is that doesn't cure the problem, social distancing doesn't cure it, the mask mandate doesn't cure it, there's still a lot of answers that need, or a lot of questions need to be answered, because I don't think that there's really a true science, behind it. We can reduce the transmission rate. I get that part.
Yeah.
However, I don't see so much different conflicting things from our government to tell us, and they can't control it.
Well, I think that's been the problem, Mark. I think that we've been getting such conflicting things, messages, constantly, and it's still changing, that people just have a tendency, the loss of trust in our government, which has been going on for decades, is kind of reaching a crescendo right now. And now we've got the military in it, where people used to trust the military, the FBI, things like that. Now people don't trust them as much. So I think we've got a real crisis in confidence in our nation right now. So those are very good points, and thanks for calling, Wart. Thanks for listening.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Hey, Jeff Wurst is the dean of windshield repair. Oh, yeah. He's been gone through the schools. He's been doing this for 20 years. He has all that experience. He's not going to take a chance with your safety or your family's safety. He's going to fix that little chip or that crack over 2 feet in length. He's going to give you a free inspection and analysis to see what he can do for you. He fixed a crack on my windshield in 2007, and it is, you still can't see it. This is the kind of work that Jeff Wurst does. Give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment, or stop by 3208 South Market Street. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair. It's a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back with Shining Care.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet. Join me and my friends every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. for the California Adventure District Radio Show, where we talk about all the amazing adventures to be had in our area, from climbing Mount Shasta, hiking the trails, kayaking, overlanding, and camping with Bigfoot. We have it all. California Adventure District. Less people, more adventure. Listen Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m.
Seasons Restaurant, located inside Wind River Resort and Casino, just got happier with outstanding appetizers. Stop by Thursday through Sunday from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. to enjoy pulled pork fries, coconut shrimp, Southwest quesadillas, and so much more. Your taste buds will be happier at Seasons. Mimosas are not just for brunch. Come try Seasons Tableside Bubbles and Berries Mimosa Bar, delivered right to your table. Thursday through Sunday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m., only $15. Bubbles are better at the river. See WindRiver.com for more details.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Professionals from all over the world have been working remotely, and the hardest part is finding a great place to focus and get the job done. Drop-in Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East offers modern and clean workspaces, call booths, conference rooms, and secure fast Wi-Fi. Drop-in's pricing is pay-as-you-go, with bundles of hours as low as $3 an hour. No contracts, no obligation. Drop-in Go Working, 155 Lake Boulevard East, next door to Starbucks and Subway across from Waterworks Park. Drop in for an hour or more and try it out. Dropin.mobi. That's dropin.mobi.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Free Fire Radio on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM. This portion of the show brought to you by Mike Huber and Estate Granite. He's been in the business now close to 20 years also. Same location the whole time off of Caterpillar. He's a local supporter of so many different 501s and different things going on, always donating to good causes. But the best thing is, he does outstanding work, whether it's marble or granite or slate. He can change the appearance of your house, your bathroom, other places in the, you know, in your yard. I mean, this guy is truly a virtuoso when it comes to working in those mediums. To get more information, go to estategranite.com or give him a call at 241-STONE to set up a free consultation. I'm here with Colleen Nelson. Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Awesome.
Shining Care.
Yes.
You're having a big event tomorrow.
Yeah, we are. We're having a community workshop. It's a lunch and learn at Palisadro Community Church. And we'll be talking about aging well. We'll have a few speakers in there giving some great, great information. We have, let me pull this up real quick. We have brain health and understanding memory loss, recognizing the risks to health and safety, and then maintaining your function and competence. And we'll have Jeff in from Spectrum Prosthetics and...
Okay, Spectrum Prosthetics. I like this guy.
Yes.
He's been on the show a couple of times. We should drag him in again. But he's always there in support of you all.
He is. And such great information, you know,
yeah.
Especially about gait and walking and especially with confidence. I mean, it's really important as we get older that we're able to walk across that room and not worry about falling.
Well, yeah. I mean, you ought to see me getting on this big horse every so often. I'm just like bouncing around like a kid on a pogo stick. I mean, the horse turns her head and looks at me going, what's he doing this time? You know, to get up. It's sand. And sometimes, you sink into it, which makes her bigger. But there are so many things. Now, the brain, talking about your brain, keeping your brain healthy, it is so important. I mean, you can do things to keep your brain active.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, even if you're not walking, which you should do, if you can walk, you should walk every day.
Definitely.
You know, and it keeps you healthy. It keeps your heart going. It has 1,000 good things about walking, and I can't think of anything bad about just walking 30 minutes a day. But then you can do other things to keep your brain active, and you're going to be talking about that.
Definitely. We'll be talking, you know, what we eat is really important, making sure our body has those vitamins, you know, for our cells to regenerate and keep us going. And, you know, for brain health, puzzles.
Puzzles.
You know, those are my favorite. I love puzzles or crossword puzzles. Those I'm not so great at. But, you know, there's a lot of different things out there.
You got to do the easy ones. They have easy, medium, and hard. I start with the easy, and I'm feeling brilliant. I go to the medium and go, okay, I'm just semi-brilliant. And I go to the hard, and I think, okay, where's my crossword dictionary? But, you know, my mother-in-law, 88 years old, every morning, she hates the Sacramento Bee. She gets it. Every morning, so that she can do the crosswords. We've got 2 or 3 crosswords in her. She does them every day. And I dare not touch those crosswords. You know, if I get there and I get to the paper first, I dare not touch those crosswords. I just know June, all 5'4" of her, will trash me. And Tom, who is 90, is always busy. He's out there in his garden. He's doing this. He's doing that.
Exactly.
He looks at something, and then he starts building things. I mean, they are staying active. They stay active. They go shopping all the time. which is good exercise.
And you're out and about.
You're out and about, even if you don't buy anything. They take trips. They just got back from Route 66 bus trip, you know, whether you start in Chicago and you end up in L.A. Or someplace down there over here. But they're staying active.
Yes.
And they are both active types. Their brains are sharp. Their energy level is great. And this is because they're taking care of themselves.
Yeah. That's a good example of aging well.
Oh, yeah.
Because we don't want to, you know, end towards of our life and going, just dreading it. You know, we should be really enjoying it where we'll be retired, and you should be active.
Well, look at people who, they retire, and within 3 years they're dead because they've quit. You know, everything that was keeping them going, they just kind of like.
Yeah, you got to stay engaged.
Yeah.
There's so much to be engaged to.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
I mean, you name it. We live in a beautiful area where sunshine's here a lot.
Yeah, it sure does. If you can see it through the smoke.
Yeah, you got to deal with the smoke, but.
Okay, that's just part of the year.
Yes,
that's only
it is.
That's only through May through December. Come on. The rest of the month.
Exactly right.
I'm sorry.
No,
I get
okay.
going on fires.
That's all right.
Now, okay, so this is going to be, your event's going to be tomorrow.
Tomorrow from noon to 1.
Yeah.
So, Palisadro Community Church.
Okay.
And check-in can be about 11:45, but we'll serve a light lunch. We got pizza and salad coming.
Whoa.
So, yeah, so we're really excited. And then the following Thursday, we have a virtual symposium. So we'll have Dr. Quinn Kennedy, who will be talking about cognitive health.
Okay.
And we will also have PANC, which is Parkinson's Association of Northern California. So their president will be speaking, Sean. And then we have Dr. Kandor. We have a recorded piece on him. He is the specialist with Parkinson's, but some of the subjects he touches on you can apply to really any mm-hmm. disease.
Now, Parkinson's disease is something that happens to older people, or does it happen to younger people too?
Mainly, I want to say it's over 50, but there are some cases where they're younger. But
and what is that? You know, I hear it all the time, and people's handshake and all that. What is that? Or should I ask you, am I putting you on the spot that you're not a doctor?
No, I'm not. That's not my
question. Okay.
But I'll tell you what, go to our website and register.
No.
We'll learn
these are things you hear about people having this. And it doesn't mean it will kill you. I don't, you know.
No, but those are another one is that you do need to stay engaged as long as possible. Keep active.
Okay.
So,
I'm
going
to look that up.
All right.
Just to see. But these are all free.
They're all free.
And again, if you're saying, well, who is Shining Care? Tell us about who Shining Care is.
Shining Care is a nonprofit here in Reading. It's a grassroots. We serve our elderly and their family caregivers. So a good example is a family may call. They just visited mom and dad. Maybe they live out of the area, and they're like, oh, my gosh, I don't know where to start. I went in. The house is a wreck. There's mold and food, moldy food in the fridge. And I heard the same story 5 or 6 times. I don't even know what to do. You know, and the first thought is I need to move them in with me. Well, that's not always true. Let us come in, do a free assessment, and help them figure things out. Basically, at the end of our assessment, they have a roadmap of options. So whether the mom wants to, you know, look at a facility and look being staying there, or if they want to age in their home, we want to be able to plug them into programs and services to be able to keep them at home, but healthy, safe, and independent as long as possible.
Well, you know, and these are things that we can do with our parents. Like when we go down to visit, I just casually look around the house to see if there's, you know, anything that hasn't been done. And there hasn't been. Their house is cleaner than ours. The refrigerator's full. Their bills are being paid. Tom's in a battle with the landlord about fixing the fence. I mean, but if you go to visit your parents or an elderly friend, those are things you look at, right?
Yes.
I mean, you're looking to see if things have gone downhill.
Yes.
And check that refrigerator.
Yep. You know, I even take a look at, you know, how they're walking. Are they shuffling? You know, are there rugs on the floor that they're going to end up tripping in?
Mm.
You know, we help them get connected, and they're at home. You know, having a home health checkup done is a great way of having a nurse come out. They're homebound and let her do an evaluation. They can send occupational therapists out to make sure that, like, there's grab bars and make sure the house is safe for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, let's take a quick break because we've had We've had the boss, El Jefe, the commandant, just, you know, has joined us. So we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs, the place to hang out if you're looking for jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. It is the She Cave for Linda and Trish. In fact, and guys, if you're saying, oh, man, I really stepped on it this time, they have a special little display case. It says Carl on it. And it says, I'm sorry. So you can go in and pick out, feel free to pick out anything that's in that case to make your point. They also have, you know, for those last minute things like birthdays, anniversaries, Christmas. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's December 24th. Is Christmas tomorrow? I mean, considering they've been talking about Christmas since August. Yes, it's tomorrow. Head down to Four Winds Jewelry. Great people down there. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Redding Electric Utility, like more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is a nonprofit public power agency owned by the customers. This year, we are celebrating 100 years of serving the city of Redding. October 3rd through the 9th is Public Power Week, and we celebrate the benefits of living in a public power community. These benefits include low rates and local control. Community ownership means your money stays right here in Redding. Publicly owned utilities like REU provide excellent service and work directly for the community.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
At the Wagner Law Group, their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So, if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
We're all frozen.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM with Carl and Linda Bott. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM. Miss a day, miss a lot here. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Today, the 29th, 7:49 in the morning. And this portion, well, I just want to tell you about the Manton Apple Festival. This is what community radio does. Saturday, October 2nd, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Manton Elementary School. Free parking, admission, and all-day entertainment. Apple pie baking contest. Whoa. So, it's going to be a great day, all day, in Manton, at the Manton Apple Festival. I'm here with Joanne McCarley. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Colleen Nelson.
Good morning.
From Shining Care. You're having an event tomorrow from 12 to 1 at the Palo Cedro Church, community church out there, about
healthy aging.
Healthy aging.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got another one. You've got an online
yes.
symposium the next week.
Correct. It's our Age Well symposium. And that's where we have Dr. Kandar, we have Dr. Quinn, and both of them, Dr. Kandar's in Sacramento, and Dr. Quinn comes from Monterey, so they'll be joining us virtually. And then we have Maggie McNera with Passages Caregiver Resource Center, who is actually talk about caregiver health, which is so, so important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're the ones out there caring for our older adult loved ones, and if they don't stay healthy, who's going to take care of our older adults?
There you go.
So, and then we have Becky Robinson from the Alzheimer's Association talking about Alzheimer and dementia.
Wow.
Good lineup.
Yeah. Wow. And that's online.
Yes.
How do you do that? How do you get on to see that?
They can go to our website, shinycare.org, and there is just a click here button for a virtual attendance and set
okay.
them all up.
And then you can watch the whole thing.
Yes.
Sit there, eat your popcorn.
Yep. In your pajamas.
In your pajamas. See if you have any, you know.
Or because we're being healthy, maybe our sweats, because they just took a walk.
A 30-minute walk.
Yeah, a 30-minute walk.
That's right. And you finished your crossword puzzle.
That's right.
And hopped right into it. Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning.
I don't see you as much.
I know. That's kind of sad.
Joanne and I used to be on a very important downtown business board that was done away with by the city council. We were accused of everything from riding horses and whipping illegals across the border to, really. And you, Joanne is one of the nicest people you're ever going to meet, a stand-up lady. And they're saying this, and she turns and she looks at me, and I look at her, and we just joined this group like the month before, and it was like, are you kidding me? And anyway.
Yeah, it was one of those unforgettable experiences. That's okay.
No, it was. It was, yeah, let's just step up and help the public again.
That's right. Yeah. Just anyway. Trying to help. But that's all right. You know what? The truth always comes out.
And it did.
And
did
I still think we did some good, despite what was said. So that's what matters.
Yeah.
We just wanted to see downtown thrive.
Well, they were trying to push the money to someplace else. Anyway, and it turned out that it just went away at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So all those neat things that were being done. Okay, that has nothing to do with this. Shining Care. The fact is that you're there to because we're aging. We have an aging population.
Mm-hmm. Huge.
Huge. And every day it's getting more.
Mm-hmm.
Things that you all do for healthy aging, like you said, equip yourself for the journey.
That's right.
I love that.
Yeah, and, you know, being informed, I always say you don't know what you don't know. And the more we're informed, the better. And we can make informed choices how we want to live our life. And, you know, we do help people in crisis all the time. You know, mm-hmm. we get the Friday afternoon phone call. Mom's being discharged and she needs 24-hour care and I don't know what to do. And, you know, it can be really hard on the whole family. And so we have our educational programs, hopefully help people avoid being hospitalized in the first place. But then also should a situation happen, that the whole family can be prepared to know ahead of time what their options are, what they can do, know their resources, to make that whole situation go so much smoother. And, of course, we're there for folks for the whole journey. So should that happen to a family, that's our mission, is to, you know, help people figure out what they're going to do, support them along the way, help them get everything in place. So what we're talking about today is our prevention program, which is, you know, our free lunch and learns and our free symposiums. And we've been giving away goodie bags full of information. We have some left over. So we'll be handing those out at the Lunch and Learn. We have great community partners. So Lunch and Learn is free lunch. Who says there's no free lunch? There is free lunch tomorrow.
There's a free lunch tomorrow. Pizza.
Yes.
Pizza. Who doesn't like pizza?
No, Good Times Pizza in Palisadro's. Very generous.
Oh, cool.
Gave us, like, the most amazing deal so that we could afford to do this for our community. So,
isn't that cool? Mm-hmm. Don't we have a great community?
We do. Even a gluten-free pizza.
Why?
So, like, what? Well, we were...
I'm just kidding.
No, actually, the pastor down there was telling us that, you know, there's a lot of diabetes in Palisadro, and they're really sensitive to it, so he sent us to this amazing pizza place, and they're offering...
Well, now, that's something else that you all have to be up on, too, besides Parkinson's, which is... We talked about that already, because I looked it up. But... Diabetes in older people, it's, you know, type 2 diabetes has just exploded in the United States. I saw this on a bus stop I'm walking by, as I walk by every day to get the mail. It says 1 in 3 Americans are pre-diabetic. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I was thinking about putting another sign up. 100% of all Americans will die. But this one, 1 in 3, and the scary thing is that kids are pre-diabetic now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But as you get older, diabetes has a much more impact.
Yes, it
does. Am I right?
That's right. So, you know, having a healthy diet. And, you know, as we get older, we may begin to have some memory issues. We may have challenges. There's so many, unfortunately, conditions that we can develop as we age, making those simple activities of daily living really hard, like cooking a healthy, balanced meal, you know, and if you're living alone, you know, a lot of times it's, you don't really want to cook a full meal, so you eat something that's maybe not as healthy as you normally would. So those are the types of things that we can help with. We can help get a plan in place so that the older adult can have healthy meals, have a quality life. It's all about quality life.
Yeah, isn't it?
And it's the simple things.
Just because you're older doesn't mean you can't have a quality life.
Absolutely. Exactly. Absolutely. And sometimes it's just something very simple that's missing that is causing, I call it the slippery slope, like one thing leads to the next, leads to the next, and next thing you're in the hospital, and all can be avoided.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're here to do, is just support people and give them the means to stay healthy.
Your organization is such a great organization. Doing things like this, education of people. And now tomorrow, because I've got like a minute and a half left, tomorrow at the Palisadro Community Church, it's a 1 hour, and you're going to focus on?
Overall healthy aging. So we will be talking about memory loss, dementia, how to prevent it, and also fall prevention, and we'll have Spectrum there talking about, you know, how to keep ambulating safely.
Okay.
Because falling is one of the number one reasons we lose our independence.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we'll be talking about that.
And then the following Thursday, maybe we can sneak you in again.
Okay.
Okay, when's the next one?
Next Thursday.
We'll sneak in next week.
Okay.
And talk about that. Have a little more time for that one. But falls, that's huge.
Yes.
You know, knock on wood that nobody in our family has had that happen. But if it does, the other one, as healthy as they are, can't really get them up, you know, and take care of them. And now you got to think about what happens if you do fall and bust an ankle.
Right.
Or something like that.
And anybody can fall, really.
Putting those things in the showers.
Mm-hmm,
Just the grab bars in the showers. I mean, anybody could use that. I don't care what your age is.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So
take a look at the carpets or the rugs that you have in the house that they easily trip over. I mean, there's lots of little things you can take a look around the house.
Okay. Now, how do people get a hold of you if they have questions?
They can call us. By the way, if you have trouble registering, call us. We'll help you get registered. 530-232-5543.
Go to their website,
Shining Care. Shiningcare.org.
There you go. Thank you so much for what you do for our community. I mean, it's such an act of love.
Thank you.
It really
Welcome.
Is.
We enjoy what we
it's
do.
It's truly our honor.
Okay.
And we brought you goodie bags.
Ooh, I love goodie bags.
There's puzzles in there.
Puzzles. Good. Hey, thank you so much for being with us. And like I said, next week we'll sneak one or both of you back in. And, hey, when we come back from the news, Stephanie Bridge, Shasta County District Attorney, is joining us.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Again made clear his position on the Afghanistan withdrawal.
My view was that we needed to maintain about 2,500. And that we also needed to work with our coalition partners who had about 6,000 troops in there, NATO and other core countries that would remain there.
Military affairs analyst Robert McGinnis says the collapse of the Kabul government was avoidable. President Biden had chosen not to withdraw U.S. troops.
Initially, that was on September the 11th, I think as a political stunt. And then in July, I believe, or June, he decided he was going to change that to the 31st of August. And, of course, he broadcast that. The Taliban, embraced that idea and threatened to take action if we weren't gone, as promised, by the 31st of August.
Military analyst Robert McGinnis. Also at townhall.com, pressure continues to mount on President Biden to trim back his $3.5 trillion federal government overhaul in order to win over holdout fellow Democrats. The president canceled a trip to Chicago today to keep working on a deal. National Hurricane Center senior specialist Richard Pash says Hurricane Sam, which is located over the Atlantic, is sending dangerous swells our way.
We do lose people due to these rip currents and large surf and hurricanes. So, again, people need to be cautious.
Sam currently with top winds of 130 miles per hour. It's centered about 455 miles east of the northern Leeward Islands. Looking ahead, it's going to be a rough weekend in the water for beachgoers along the U.S. East Coast. On Wall Street, stocks higher as the market regains its footing following a sharp drop a day earlier. The Dow up 222 points, the Nasdaq ahead 100. More on these stories at townhall.com.
One listener that stands out that I worked with was this older couple that was interested in refinancing. They reached out to a few different lenders, and, their credit wasn't the best. I know some of these other bigger banks, you just won't hear back from them, which I cannot stand. Not everybody has the 780 credit scores, and just because you don't qualify at one time doesn't mean that you'll never qualify. I'll walk you through what you have to do, whether it's 2, 3, 6 months from now. Back to that older couple, we worked with them for months and months to improve their credit. And we were able to get the loan done. We were saving them hundreds each month, thousands of dollars a year. Finally got themselves into a situation financially that they can handle. And they could start saving money each month for retirement. End of the day, they just could not be happier, which just put a huge smile on my face.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Meadow Park, Grove, Nevada, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLS Consumer Access, Federal Corporate, NMLS number 1330, Equal Housing Lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
A number of activists have won the Alternative Nobel for Empowering Communities.
The Right Livelihood Award, known as the Alternative Nobel, has been awarded to three activists and an organization working across the globe to empower communities. The winners include Mata Wandu, a gender and peace activist who's worked to prevent sexual violence against girls since the 1990s in the Lake Chad area of Cameroon. The Swedish Right Livelihood Foundation, which awards the prize, says the 2021 laureates prove that solidarity is key to a better future for all. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A bright red river of lava from a volcano on Spain's Canary Islands has finally reached the Atlantic after days of wiping out hundreds of homes and forcing the evacuation of thousands. Amazingly, there have been no casualties after that volcano erupted September 19th. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. We're hearing some of the frantic moments from an Amtrak train after it derailed in Montana last weekend. In this 911 call, the person reported the accident.
I see a train stop. This is East Squalo. They were headed towards west on Amtrak. There's four Amtrak cars just over. A fifth one is
Federal investigators now on the scene near Joplin, Montana. That's about 30 miles south of the Canadian border. The investigators say the train was traveling just under the speed limit at about 75 miles per hour when it went off the track. Authorities don't know the cause of the derailment, but they're studying video from the train and another locomotive that went over the same track. That was just about an hour earlier. Three passengers were killed. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm John Scott.
Ends of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, it's Wednesday. You know, one of my favorite days of the week. I don't know. Tuesdays. I really like Tuesdays for some reason. But Wednesdays are really good, too. Yeah, Thursdays aren't bad. Fridays? Yeah, love Fridays. Mondays? Yeah, I like starting off the week. I guess every day is going to be a good day. Anyway, okay, hey, good morning. Welcome to the show. Linda is right now waiting for her parents to roll in. I guess I was lucky they didn't roll in at 5 this morning because they are like that. They don't know, oh, yeah, we'll be there then, and 2 hours earlier, you know, everything's ready. 8:06 in the morning here on the 29th of September, Wednesday. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. So many things going on there, but we'll talk about that in a little while. Jared's here with the with the weather.
Good morning. It's currently 62 degrees, and today we're looking at a high of 84, a low of 55. Tomorrow, high of 90, a low of 55. Friday, a high of 89, a low of 56. Saturday, a high of 91, a low of 56. And on Sunday, a high around 92 with a low of 57.
Okay, your air quality index is 25, which is good. The lake is about 24% of full. We need the rain, my friends. All of this, the news, like the air quality index, all brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. All the propane comes out of this one huge tank, so it's the customer service that makes a difference, and they are just outstanding when it comes to that. Chuck and Judy Kenny, and it's a family-owned business there. Now the next generation has moved into it also, and they've kept the straight, the great, outstanding customer service. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business. Give them a call, 365-3793. I'm here with, we should have like a drum roll here. Yeah. Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget.
Good morning.
Boy, you've got a lot of things on your plate, don't you?
It's been a busy week, that's for sure. Last week was a busy week, should I say.
Oh, yeah.
This week continues to be.
Okay, let me ask you so you can get this out on the air right now. The assault case on Zapata and Company. And
is that a question?
Yeah, I mean, can you talk about it?
No. Okay. There's currently a gag order that's been ordered by the court, so we can't talk about that.
I know that they, you know, when they say that, does that mean, but the newspaper can still report on it.
Certainly, if anyone who's in the courtroom watching that's a newspaper can. It's just the parties.
It's just the parties themselves. Okay.
Parties, witnesses, anyone who's officially involved in the case.
So when you're reading other things like online and Facebook, people that obviously hate Mr. Zapata, that's still okay.
I don't even want to comment on what the judge's order should be extended to.
Okay.
There's a gag order, and I can't talk about it.
I know. Okay. Okay. Got it. I'll try to sneak another one in on you, but it's hard to sneak something in on Stephanie here. Hey, the big news, Zog Fire.
Right.
Now, the PG&E was sued before on the Paradise Fire. Is that correct?
Right, on the campfire.
In the campfire. Okay, right. The campfire.
Yeah.
Why are you suing? Why is the county suing?
Well, my office is bringing a criminal case, that's different
than...
I'm
sorry, I say suing, I meant that, a criminal case.
Gotcha, because the county did do their own actual, like, lawsuit civil case, which is completely separate than what we are doing. We're doing a criminal case. Quite frankly, this is a company that has killed many people. And they have had many opportunities to do what they need to do to stop their behavior to and be able to save lives in the end. You know, they have certain responsibilities, certain duties that they must comply with, specifically when you look at the, you know, statutory and regulatory duties they have about vegetation management as far as clearing trees that are a hazard to their electrical lines and, you know, when they're not doing that. And then it results in a fire, as we have in this case. And then, you know, people lose their homes. You know, hundreds of acres burn up. And then, unfortunately, in this case, we lost four people lost their lives.
You know, hundreds of acres would be great if it was hundreds of acres.
Yeah, thousands.
Now we're talking, I mean, we're talking
hundreds of
thousands
of
millions of acres here.
Exactly.
Here's my question. This is a criminal case.
Right.
And they've been found guilty before. Of negligently manslaughter, negligent manslaughter, was that it?
Or involuntary manslaughter.
Involuntary manslaughter. Can you go to jail for that?
A individual human can go to jail for that. Unfortunately, a corporation cannot.
Why did you bring charges against the CEO?
Well, to have charges against an individual, you can't take a corporate theory of liability and just apply it to the CEO or the president, because the president of the company. You have to have each individual element has to be met towards that specific person.
Mm-hmm.
You can't impugn stuff like, say, patterns of behavior, policies and procedures that have historically been in place. If that specific CEO or president had been there for those 10 years and was involved in developing, putting those out, those practices, that's not what we have with a company like PG&E. I mean, they change their executive board frequently.
Oh, yeah, they have to because they know they'll end up in jail, in my opinion. I mean, they know about these. Again, this is just my opinion, but I think a lot of people would say the same thing. PG&E has known for years their practices were unsafe.
Well, that's
been proven.
We've
for
seen
years.
That in not only the federal case, San Bruno, that killed, I believe it was 8 people in that.
Mm-hmm.
The Paradise fire, you know, the campfire in Paradise, mm-hmm. that killed. It was there. 84 were charged, but I believe 85 people actually died in that fire. And then, you know, very next year we have the Zog fire, and then very next year being this year we have the Dixie fire. So it's year after year after year of this pattern of conduct that has to stop.
Well, see, and here lies the problem. We're not holding individuals who run these companies liable.
Yeah.
It makes no difference to them. They're still going to make their $2 or $3 or $4 or $5 million a year. So what? I mean, you found us guilty. But I'm still not going to do it because it's going to cost me too much. It's going to cost the stockholders money. And so now it's just a corporation.
Mm-hmm. I guess I'm not clear on what your question is.
Here's what I'm saying is.
Yeah.
You've got a corporation that has a clear history of not doing the right thing, criminal things. And yet, that there's somebody, there's a board of directors, there's the head of the board of directors, the head of the company, knows this and continues on with these practices. Why? I just think that if you got a hold of them once... Mm-hmm. If nothing else, you put them on trial.
Yeah, well, two things I can respond to that on.
This is just Carl with knowing nothing about the law. My sister's a lawyer. That's as close as I can get.
Right. There would need to be a change in corporate law, a criminal corporate law in the state of California and who and how that can be maybe impugned to board of directors or CEOs or something like that in order for us to do that. That's not the case right now. We have to go strictly by the elements to the individual person. So a change in the law in that direction would be very helpful like this.
That would be nice because then they can then be held responsible for their lack of attention to it. And I'm not talking about that they're not out there trying. You know, like there's, you know, we can show you that we're trying, but, you know, I've inherited 50 years of bad behavior here.
Right.
But we're not seeing that.
And then the other thing, the number two that I wanted to bring up on that topic is,
okay,
during the press conference, I made it very clear that Our investigation is not stopping here. We are continuing the investigation and trying to get information, if we can, that will point to specific individuals within the company who may be responsible, or outside of the company.
Really?
We are continuing our investigation.
Well, that gives me hopes. Yeah. Wouldn't it be great to find that smoking gun email? Have you gone and requested all their emails for the last 5 years?
Well, I can't. We're starting to get into too many details of the actual case.
Sorry.
I can't get into it too much, but just that our investigation is continuing, and obviously anybody out there that has information, we'd be more than happy to talk to them.
Well, and so to put it succinctly, you are bringing criminal charges against PG&E for the Zog fire and the deaths of the four people.
The deaths of the four people, the arsons themselves, the destroyed numerous structures, 204 structures destroyed, 27 damaged, 56,388 acres that were burnt. So we have all of that damage as well as the four deaths. So we've got, you know, the involuntary manslaughter, we've got arson charges, arson enhancements for having prior convictions, as well as we charge some air quality for the unhealthy air, because we're having that year after year. Our community is having to live and breathe this unhealthy air daily. So the admissions, the unhealthy air admissions that had occurred during the days of the Zog fire are charged as well.
We're here with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget. We've got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. With all the things going on in the world, if you're looking at the stock market, you're looking at things, people are having problems, the cost of oil going through the roof, everything going on. Maybe it's time for a second opinion on your retirement plan or 401ks. Give Judy Maxwell a call at 221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. Judy Maxwell has been helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. She is a straight shooter. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, heartily recommend her. We will be right back with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County District Attorney.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Football is life. Get in the game. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino on Thursday nights to catch your favorite pro team on any of our 12 TV screens and giant 12-foot projection screen inside overtime. Enjoy game day bites every Thursday from 5 p.m. until the end of the game. What is better than football? Enjoying the game with nachos, wings, pizza, and your favorite pints. Come get your fingers messy at Overtime Bar every Thursday night. Some people talk football. We live it at Wind River Resort and Casino. More details at windriver.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bach. It is the 29th of September, 21 in the morning. Air quality index is good at 26. The temperature, of course, is 61 degrees, and your weather reports and air quality index brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, one of the nation's top rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the only hospital in town that does a TAVR valve replacement, which means they no longer open your chest up to fix a valve. They go into an artery. You can get the valve replaced in the morning, be walking around in the afternoon, and go home the next day. Yeah, another miracle of medicine. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We're here with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget. In case you're just tuning in, we can't talk about the Zapata case because of the gag order issued by the judge. We talked about the criminal lawsuit against PG&E for the deaths of four people and the destruction of so much property. I'm trying to get her to tell me she's going to go after the board of directors, and she gave me all the reasons legally why you can't. And now, let's talk about, if you don't mind, the Fawn Fire.
Okay.
I have a photo. You saw it, I'm sure. You work here in town. The smoke that came across last Thursday. It was like a science fiction movie.
Right.
I mean, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, from my office, it has a view right towards where the Fawn Fire started, so that smoke just went like right towards us.
It was like
our building.
An inversion layer, like if you're right on the coast watching the fog come in like that.
Yeah, it just looked like a brown, dark.
It was.
Look, yeah, it was very ominous.
It was like 200 feet off the ground or 500 feet off the ground. It was just like somebody had drawn a line there. But it was, I sent it to my family, and they're all like, oh, my God, you know, are you okay?
Yeah,
we're fine. It's just that welcome to Northern California.
Yeah. Unfortunately, welcome to Northern California. It seems to be the normal year after year now.
Somebody was arrested.
That's correct.
For starting this.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a little bit about this?
Well, the only things I can really talk about is that, you know, thankfully some citizens reported seeing this individual right in that area, an area that she wasn't supposed to be at, you know. Though it was a business, it was not like a storefront business. It was private property business. And so they were able to report seeing this person, and then, you know, right near where the fire started. And then right after the fire started and law enforcement is there, they see her coming out of that area and has a lighter in her pocket and everything. So, and they did additional investigation and were able to determine not only that it was arson, but that she was responsible for that. She was arrested, and we received the case on Thursday evening or late Thursday to, reviewed the case, decided we had enough to file. We did file the we did a Penal Code 451C, setting fire to, you know, forest land, basically, as well as an enhancement for that being during the state of emergency. With all the fires and everything
fires
that's going
around.
Us,
yeah.
So we filed that, and then obviously the case is still, you know, fire still burning, damage assessment is still occurring. So it's really going to depend on how everything settles on what she's ultimately charged with, because there's other, you know, arsons of structures and multiple structures and all kinds of stuff that could eventually potentially be added. We'll see. We'll see where everything lands. So we filed the case, and then Friday she was in court for her arraignment. She got a public defender, pled not guilty. The bail for all crimes are set. Your local court sets the bail. We've got, and it's pretty
state. Aren't there enhancements, though, you can add on there?
But there's, you know, there's statewide and local impact on what bail's going to be. But every year our local court sends out the bail schedule of what it's going to be for the year. And in this case, it's $100,000. That's what the bail is. So that's what she is in on. However, you're right. We can argue. We can go in and we can argue, okay, the bail is X, but we believe if this person bails, they're a flight risk, or they're going to start another fire, or whatever it may be. So we can make those arguments, which we did, and her bail was increased to $150,000. So,
who's the judge on this?
You know, it's not it's not assigned to a certain judge at this time. It's assigned to a department.
Okay, I got that.
Yeah.
Now, if Linda was sitting here, first of all, she wouldn't be sitting. She'd be standing on the on her chair right now. Linda, who is, you know, pretty calm, she went off on this the other day as arson like this, not this one, but any arson that you see, is an act of terrorism.
Well, it has such a huge impact on our community. I mean,
if it's an act of terrorism,
I mean,
why can't you charge them with terrorism?
Well, I am sure it does not meet the criminal elements of terrorism. That is not,
No?
I don't have those in front of me.
I know. I come in with some strange things. No, Linda.
But, yeah.
She was just going, she says, what it does to families.
Right.
When it kills people, the impact it has on communities. It's just like flying a plane into this, you know, into our area here. I mean, and on purpose to do this. I mean, this is a thought out act.
It has a huge impact on our community.
And this is not the. Has she been linked to other fires?
Your
investigation, I read that someplace.
Yeah, there's an investigation that's still ongoing, and it looks like she could potentially be linked to other fires, but I wouldn't be able to say that for certain until their investigation is complete.
Okay. If anybody had died in this fire, could you add murder to that?
It would be very similar to the Zog fire in PG&E. It's usually ends up being involuntary manslaughter, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So the bail is set because of state laws. It doesn't mean that I mean, it was raised, $50,000.
Let me, clarify that, too. In this case, when there's an individual, depending on, you know, what we can prove, it would potentially be easier to actually file murder charges, but at the very least, it would be involuntary manslaughter charges.
Okay.
Anyway,
so the $150,000, I mean, I could see where a statement could be made right there about, oh, okay, we'll give you $1 million bail. Is she, she has been linked right now in investigation to
potentially
other fires.
Yeah.
Potentially to other fires. Do you believe that she's a continuing threat then to our community or anywhere?
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly what we argued to try and get the bail increased because of the seriousness of her crime and the magnitude of the fire and all of that, and the potential link to other fires.
And so the public defender, her the impact it has, and we've had other fires here in Reading lately. We've had like three or four other arson cases going on.
You know, unfortunately, we get a good number of arson cases every year here in Shasta County. And a lot of times it's, you know, we have a big fire going like the Fawn Fire, and that brings out the arsonists and other people who go around and start setting, you know, fires in other locations. It spreads the resources really thin. But that's very common.
When you catch an arsonist, what's your conviction rate on these kind of things? I mean, because I know you don't, you know, you have to feel in your mind that this is a guilty person. And, right. You know, you don't go to court thinking, well, it might be, it might not be. Let's let the jury figure it out.
Conviction rates is always kind of an interesting topic when people bring those up. It's never been something that I've put a whole lot of stock into because, you know, I'm never looking at a case in I'm going to get this person and want to convict them no matter what. I'm right. always looking at it as what's going to be the best interest of justice, and wherever the facts may go, they go. And if they go to the person is not convicted because they're not guilty or we can't prove it, then that's, you know, that's justice too. So, and, you know, I would have to look into that. I would have to look and see how many arson cases we file in a year and what the results of those cases are. If you're looking at it strictly in convictions versus not convictions.
Yeah. Oh, but if somebody is found guilty of arson, 9 years, 10 years, 50 years, 1 year?
Well, I mean, it's going to depend on their criminal history, obviously, because there can be enhancements. She's currently looking at 9 years. Based on what's currently.
But she's a nonviolent offender. And so she'll probably be out when Gavin turns people loose.
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole other topic. I know we talked about that recently, the continuing revolving door, no longer just at the local level because of jail capacity, but also now really at the state level with our prisons because of new laws and applying or creating new regulations and stuff under existing laws by CDCR, the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, to like really expand credits and the release of people sooner than what, you know, they should be.
Let's come back and address this a little bit, like Susanville being shut down.
Yeah.
One of the prisons there at Susanville.
Right.
Possible impacts that could have on us. This portion of the show, since we're talking about turning criminals loose and all these things, this portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. I thought it was a good segue. Northern Firearms Instruction is the premier concealed carry and firearms instruction company in California, teaching in over 46 different places. Whether you want to get a CCW, just learn how to use a firearm for safety, defense of your home, defense of your person, defense of your family. NFI will provide you just stellar instruction there. And then for the October class, they are actually going to pick up the cost of your ammo. So think about that. All this at Northern Firearms Instruction. If you want a private class, you can also have that arranged. You know, like three or four of your friends get a hold of Northern Firearms Instruction. You have a private class at your time and get your CCW or just learn to shoot like that. They are also offering an advanced pistol class that'll start soon. If you've already had your CCW and you're looking to go for further training and situational awareness and situational training, Northern Firearms Instruction. Reach them at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back with Stephanie Bridget.
This is war wound like a crown. child, Jesus. Called to light's the name, and he sends him to the finest school in town.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 14.
The Stillwater Powwow has returned both to the public and to tribal land October 1st through the 3rd at the Wind River Resort and Casino with free admission. See the return of beautiful dancers, the fill of powerful drummers, and celebrate our people's culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 1st through the 3rd at the Wind River Resort and Casino with free admission. For information, call 530-242-4558 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by Chicken Ranch Rancheria, the Potter Family, and this station.
Since 1890, Stiefel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stiefel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, is having a summer clearance sale. Save big on some of the highest quality safes around. High Noble Safe Company carries High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few, and features gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Delivery, moving, and repair service available. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bot, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM. Miss a day, miss a lot. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned business. Works by appointments only, 244-9478. Give them a call, set up a day, set up a time, walk in, get your haircut, walk out. I kind of miss sitting there, so sometimes I get in there earlier and, you know, read the magazines they have. It's Car and Driver and Flying magazines and those kind of things. Great people down there. It's a veteran-owned business, like I said, and it's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We're here with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget. We talked about the Zog
case, and it's a criminal case against PG&E. And somebody asked a question, Stephanie, during the break. If this is one, and there, because it's a criminal case, is there a limit on the, if they're found guilty, is there a limit on damages?
Well, there's different types of damages and fines and fees that go out. There's fines and fees that can go and do go to the criminal courts, that go to the state for various things, especially in this case, given that we have some of those negligent admission charges going out. But then there's also restitution that's going to go to victims, mm-hmm. And that's in the form of restitution. So there's always a component that goes not only to victims, but that's going to go to the courts themselves for administering the case and then to the state. So there'd be a wide variety of fines and fees.
So if they could get something like $500 million judgment against them.
Well, that seems pretty high. I mean, in a civil case, you probably can start getting stuff like that, but criminal is usually set. Except for, I guess conceivably, if you can show there's $500 million worth of damages sustained by victims and get that ordered as court-ordered restitution, that's a doable thing, but
how much is a person's life worth?
Yeah, exactly.
You can get into that. And if there's money, okay, goes to the victims. Now, will the county be part of this too? Would there be like, okay, and $50 million goes to the county?
Well, the county already did did a civil suit to get restitution for like roads and all of that type of stuff. Yeah.
So a criminal case is different in that sense.
It's a completely different animal.
And it's different levels of proof also, from
Absolutely.
What I understand. That's
Absolutely.
Why O.J. Simpson was found not guilty, but then found guilty in a civil case.
Right. 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 We're talking about, you know, civil cases is usually just preponderance of the evidence, you know, 51%,
okay.
Or they have various other standards that I did practice civil law for like 10 months once 20 years ago. So I don't know a whole lot about that, but you know, my world operates in proof beyond a reasonable doubt.
Okay. We talked about, Susanville shutting down.
Right.
I understand there's already like 150 houses for sale there in the community. What kind of impact does that have on us here in Shasta County?
Well, if you look at the kind of historical progression of the changes of the law in the state of California, starting from AB 109 through Prop 47, 57, all of that, we get to a point right now where the people who are in our state prisons really are the worst of the worst. So if you take the situation, you know, they're the violent offenders, they're the mm-hmm. ones with strikes, they're the ones with, you know, serious criminal histories and current crimes. So now when they're going to go and just like shut one down and release all of those people are, you know, they're going to come back into our communities, and it's just going to continue that cycle of, you know, of our communities getting worse as far as criminals in the area.
Are we getting worse?
I feel like we're getting worse, yeah.
Mine is anecdotal, too,
yeah.
And it seems like there's more violence. I haven't been hearing as much about shootings as we went through a spate of shootings,
yeah.
It seemed like, and I haven't heard about that. It seems to have calmed down.
Yeah, I mean, from when I moved here back in, when did I move here? I think 2002 or 2001 to now. It's in my mind, it seems like it's changed a lot.
Yeah, you asked the police.
Yeah.
They'll tell you.
Yeah.
That they're fighting them at all times.
And I know from just seeing it in our office, the repeat offenders who not only have, like, you know, this many, you know, an inch worth of files, but they've got 1 foot, 2 foot tall stack of files. There's a change. There's a change of what's going on.
Let's go to the phones.
Yeah.
Terry, good morning.
Good morning. Boy, seems like the DA's office is extremely busy. I have a question about prioritizing cases and the fact that now you've got, you're going after PG&E. I heard you on Fox News the other day. And you're also going after the young lady allegedly who started a fire. You have cases backed up. And also, you have a jail full of people. And, you were also talking about, what's going to be happening down the road where do we get the money for all this? Is that, is the state helping us? Are the feds helping us? And is the PG&E case, is there merit there? Do we have the money? Do we have the investigators? How does all that work to where we have the resources to do all the things in the DA's office that a year ago we were backlogged a year? How do we have those resources now, and how does that work?
Okay, Carrie, thanks a lot.
Yeah, no, that's a good question, because that is a big problem. The state, one of the biggest things that we have had problems with historically coming over the last 10 years is with all the changes in law is that they are basically unfunded mandates. We are not getting additional money for all of this. So when we get into a situation where we have the Zog fire, and it's a very, very important case, those families of those surviving victims, you know, they need someone to stand up for them. And I've had an investigator in my office who's been working pretty much nonstop on that case. And given the way that fires are getting worse year over year, that is something that we are requesting at this time from the county, is additional funding for a investigator who can focus in on cases like this, because it does take investigatory resources away from other areas. Unfortunately, we have a situation where we take our misdemeanor crimes or our low-level felony crimes and even some of our more significant crimes, it's very hard for us to have enough resources to go out and do follow-up work. Our attorneys are, you know, they're calling witnesses. They're doing a lot of that legwork themselves on top of their huge caseloads. I'm thankful that I have such dedicated attorneys, clerical staff, investigators, everyone who put in that extra time to do what they need to make those cases in a what is not an optimal situation now as far as funding.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Saturday there. They have grab bags of cigars. They're great cigars for a very good price. All your tobacco accessories, all your tobacco needs at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Operator, or could you help me place this call? See, the number on the matchbook is old and faded.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today's review is Michelef Grande Bold, a classic Maduro stick with a rich, dark, oily Ecuadorian broadleaf wrapper surrounding Nicaragua's best tobacco. Full-bodied and full flavor, your palate will delight with hints of dark chocolate, nuts, and cedar. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke contacts, like your engine's air filter,
We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Trish Clark will be joining me tomorrow. We have 2 hours of open line, my friends, where Trish and I will solve every problem in the world with your help. So that's Thursday right here on Free Fire Radio. We have Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County DA, and we've got three things we got to hit. So we're going to okay.
Let's just go through them.
Go for it. Go for it.
Well, one thing I wanted to make sure that we got out there is, with all the fires that are going on in our community, but more specifically right now to our Shasta County, is with the Fawn Fire, because there's been a huge devastation. I mean, people have lost their entire homes, or their homes have been severely damaged, or they've just been, you know, minimally damaged, or whatever it may be. That this is the time when then people are going to try to take advantage of them. They're going to come into the community saying, hey, I can fix that fence. I can fix that house. I can do that right now. If you just pay me out of pocket $2,000, I'll go get the materials and come back. And we have seen year after year those people who come in and do that, and then they leave and they never return because they're an unlicensed contractor. And we really don't want people to fall for that, because a lot of times they take off and they're very hard to find, very hard to, you know, get your money back or get any type of justice. And normally contracting without a license is a misdemeanor, but when we're in a state of emergency like we are right now, it's a felony. It's a very serious crime. So it's really, you know, letting people who may want to do that to our community to know that that's not something we're going to stand for, that we will prosecute you. I do have a consumer protection unit that this falls under, and just like after the car fire, Zog fire, all those, we make sure we proactively look into those areas. Any contractors that are out working, you may stop and ask you for your contracting license just to make sure that nobody is being taken advantage of. So make sure if someone comes to your door and the work is more than $500, check to make sure they have a valid state contracting licensing number, and don't pay them up front. Just they can't do that.
Okay. Yeah. So watch out for unscrupulous non-licensed contractors, because it may cost you more than you ever thought.
Right.
Okay, second thing. Marijuana eradication.
Yeah, well, I think we were going to talk about looting.
Looting.
Also.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
of
so,
course.
I mean, we're definitely getting reports that that is out there occurring. That is another area that we're not going to stand for. If there is reports of that and they're going to be investigated, I know our local agencies are very much on top of that, as well as my office, to make sure that we can protect our communities from those who want to take advantage when disasters strike. They're going to get out there. They're going to try and go into homes, houses, whatever, and commit thefts. And there's special enhancements and stuff that make those a lot more serious crimes.
Plus, it's reprehensible.
Times. Yeah, it's horrible. It's just, it's morally wrong.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, it's even worse than that. Okay, so if they catch, and they've been caught before. I know that the police have caught them before, and the sheriff's office has caught them before.
Yeah, and we, you know, just after the car fire, you know, we prosecute those crimes.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Marijuana eradication.
Well, you know, marijuana eradication, I know that a lot of people in our community are very frustrated with the amount of illegal marijuana grows. These are people who are coming in, they're a lot of times they're trespassing on absent landowners' home land. Say someone who owns a bunch of land and they live in another state.
Yeah.
We've got these people are coming in trespassing, setting up, you know, very elaborate grows, and that impacts our community. It you know, the smells that are associated with it, the foot traffic that's associated with it, brings in a lot of times people can be human trafficked from other countries to come in and work these grows, and they don't even know where they're at, what state they're in. So they're that problem, and the crime. The crime. We've had more than one.
Yeah, the environmental impact also.
Right.
They bring in pesticides that will kill everything. They bring in rodenticides that will kill everything, all the raptors, everything that's in that food chain.
Right. Everything that...
water.
The types of, you know... rodenticides, insecticides, and stuff that they're using are not even prohibited. You know, they're prohibited in not only California, but a lot of times in the entire country.
Uh-huh.
And they're being, you know, that stuff is being brought in here illegally and used just willy-nilly, just spraying that stuff out, doing what they can. That gets into our waterways. I was recently out on one of these marijuana eradications that that we're all working, and the damage that it does, the amount of just trash, trees knocked down, destruction that it causes is awful. And on top of that, like I was saying, is crime. We've had more than one homicide that has been directly related to these illegal marijuana grows.
You know, the other thing too is water.
Right.
They're stealing water.
Right.
From people, from farmers, mm-hmm. from us. They're stealing water for these grows.
Yeah, they're a lot of times they'll go in and they'll do an illegal well, they'll divert streams, they'll all kinds of stuff that's going to make water less accessible to homeowners.
Yeah.
To homeowners, to farmers, to all of them. So the impact is tremendous to our community for these large-scale illegal marijuana grows. So that is something that we're working together as a community to try to do what we can to eradicate those. You know, the Board of Supervisors recently approved the $350,000 for this overtime, basically, for the different agencies to go out together and work these grows, which we've been doing. You know, my office is going to review those search warrants. We're going to prosecute any cases that come out of that. But also my Bureau of Investigation is part of that team, and they go out and help work those eradications.
Okay. Now, there's something happening in October.
October is going to be Think Pink. And I'm proud to announce we're going to partner this year also with our local law enforcement agencies, and we're going to be offering our pink patch as well, both individually and as a group. And, you know, obviously the proceeds of that are going to support those wonderful causes.
I understand all the members of the district attorney's office are going to dye their hair pink. Is that true?
That's not true.
Okay. I just like to start rumors.
No.
Okay. So if you want to buy a patch, you'll get more information come 1 October.
Yeah.
And we've seen cars wrapped in pink.
Right, yeah.
We've seen pink motorcycles. We've seen anything to raise breast cancer awareness.
Right.
Linda was just involved with the Chicks and Chaps last month, or this month,
right,
on this. It was a big success. Stephanie.
We hit a lot of topics.
Well, there's a lot of things out
there.
This is why it's important that I believe that you come on once a month.
Right.
And be able to tell people, especially with the big things that are happening, that Fawn Fire. Actually finding somebody that started allegedly started it. The Zog Fire, a criminal case against PG&E. Another one, I should say. It's not the first one.
Right, and probably not going to be the last, because our my office, along with Butte County and Plumas and Lassen and Tehama, and all of us are looking into that case, because that is appears to be PG&E started as well.
Again, right. It's a monolith.
Yeah.
That, to me, you've got to make it personal. But I know, and I realize what the law is.
Right.
Could you, in a civil case, sue the board of directors? I'm just wondering.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't practice civil law, so I
don't know.
I'm not talking about you, but just say citizens said, you know what, we're suing for what you've done to us.
I don't know either. Maybe it's worth the...
Not PG&E, but their board of directors. Because, hey, guys, you had your chance.
Right. Maybe it's something a citizen group can look into, but it's definitely nothing that I specialize in or know anything about.
Okay. Stephanie, thank you so much for being with us and for your office, the work you all are doing. I know it's not easy.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you know what? The community needs to hear from you, along with our law enforcement, about what's going on and how, you know, the results, you know, the police arresting them and then what goes on from there.
Right.
By the way, the lady that allegedly